You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang umaga po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. Yes, nandito po tayo sa ating center, and grabe po, no, nakakamiss po talaga for us to gather together corporately on site here. And so please do pray with us, no? So we are preparing our center para po tayo makapag-meet na. But at the moment, okay, our online worship services continues online. Ipagpapatuloy po natin ang ating series on the book of Romans. At tayo po ay nasa Romans 12. Ano? And so let me read to you our text for today, Romans 12 verses 1 and 2. But we will be going until verse 8. No? And so let me read to you Romans 12, 1 to 2. And it says here, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Let's just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, that even as we have gone through your goodness and your mercies in our lives, Lord, I pray that our response is to offer up our bodies, our giftings, and our talent for your glory and your honor. And this is our spiritual act of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so, for the past 2 weeks po, no, we talk about missions, that our mission continues. And we would like to thank all of you for continually partnering with us in bringing the gospel to the nations of the world. At kung hindi pa po tayo nakakapag-partner, no, you could see the QR code or the link provided on the screen or on the comment section, and you can still join us in bringing the gospel to the ends of the earth. Ano? And so, by bringing the gospel to the nations of the world, we either pray, we either give, or we either go. And going, giving, okay, and praying are but expressions, living expressions of the gospel in our lives, no? And so, tayo po ay nanalangin, tayo po ay nagbibigay, tayo po ay nagpupunta sa iba't ibang lugar for us to minister, for us to serve other people. Why? Because this is a response to the goodness and the mercies of God in our lives. And this is what Romans chapter 12 to 16 is all about. Now that we have studied Romans 1 to 11, this is the gospel explained. We will now move on to the gospel express, no? So, yun po yung title ng series natin ngayon, ano? And so, Paul calls them, Romans chapter 1 to 11, as the mercies of God, ano? And so, let us review what are some of the mercies of God that Paul has explained to us. That we as a people, we are sinners, and yet God had provided a salvation for us. God has forgiven us. God has made us right with God. God has reconciled us to Him. God adopted us as His own sons and daughters. God has given us His Spirit, that the Spirit now lives in us. That all things will work together for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Not only that, that God did not spare His one and only Son, but gave Him up for us all. And so, how then should we respond to the mercies of God in our lives? And so, in view of the mercies of God, how then should we live our lives as believers, as Christians? Ano? And so, napaka-importante rin po na makita po natin personally at mismong sa buhay po natin, ano po ba yung mga awa at habag ng Diyos sa buhay natin? Ano? If you could just be able to recall, what are some of the mercies of God in your life? Ano? And so, kung titingnan ko po sa aking buhay, ano, when I was a teenager, when I was so full of myself, rebelling against God, cursing God at even one point in my life, and yet, out of my rebellion, or instead of my rebellion, di ba, hindi po ako pinarusahan ni Lord, pero po ako ay kanyang iniligtas, ano? And so, my high school teacher invited me to a Bible study, and then my classmates to their Bible study po doon sa kanilang bahay, and right there and then, the gospel was preached to me, and that is a mercy of God by allowing me to see who He is, by offering me that gift of salvation that I freely receive. I was then invited to a Victory, to Victory Church, no, Victory U Belt, and there I met a whole lot of high schoolers who began to help me grow in my walk with God. Again, another mercy of God. And then ako po ay nag-aral sa Mapua as a college student, And I was just so honored and privileged to be able to walk with men and women who are passionate to pursue God and to really pursue the purposes of God in their lives. And up until today, we are walking together. Again, another mercy of God. Having the privilege to serve God in Afghanistan, and right there in Afghanistan, that's where I met my wife. I mean, just a missions-minded, godly, beautiful wife. Again, another mercy of God. And after serving for 6 years in the mission field, and bumalik po kami rito sa Pilipinas, and God has placed us in one of our church community right here in Victory Metrics, where I have met a whole lot of people who became some of my closest friends. Again, another mercy of God. Having 3 wonderful children in spite of 6 miscarriages. Again, another mercy of God. And just being alive today in the midst of pandemic, having food on our table, being together as a family is another mercy of God. And so in view of the mercies of God in our lives, how then should we respond to that, no? And so, ano po ba yung ating proper response sa makabutihan at awa ng Diyos sa ating buhay? And Romans 12 verse 1 says, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. This is your spiritual worship. And so, how should we respond? In view of the mercies of God, we are to offer our bodies as living sacrifice. So to offer our bodies means a decisive dedication. You made a commitment right here, right now, because of the goodness of God. I am going to offer my bodies to Him as a living sacrifice. Just a complete, total surrender of ourselves to the Lord. Spiritual worship means reasonable, rational, intelligent service unto the Lord. And so it means that the only logical and intelligent response to the mercies of God is worship. Worship by offering our bodies as a living sacrifice to the Lord. And so failure to do so, failure to respond in worship, failure to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, the Bible says is illogical, irrational, or even foolishness. While we think of worship as singing songs, praising God with our lips, going to church, Paul is telling us that whatever we should be doing, the way we act with the members of our body, the way we talk, the way we speak, the way we use our hands and feet, our eyes and our ears, wherever we are, should be holy and well-pleasing to the Lord. Paul was saying real worship that is pleasing to the Lord is the offering of our everyday lives unto Him. Kaya nga po, no, sabi po sa The Message, no, verse 1 of Romans 12. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. This is our spiritual act of worship, our everyday lives, the way we treat our friends, the way we treat our mom, our dad, our siblings. Those are spiritual acts of worship. And so the question for us today is, are we taking our everyday lives and making it an acceptable worship before the Lord? Are we offering our bodies as a living sacrifice to God? Now, the next question is, what is a living sacrifice? In the Old Testament, we know na sila po ay nag-offer ng mga animal sa altar as a sacrifice. And the animal will be killed, the blood will be shed, and it will be burnt. No, ito po ay susunugin as an offering. The animal sacrifice was a representation that sins were punished and that the sins of the people atoned for. No, so, nag-offer po sila. Ito po ay pangbayad ng kasalanan ng mga tao. But this was not what Paul meant for believers being a living sacrifice. Ano? Hindi po sinasabi ni Paul dito na kaya po tayo, we are offering our bodies, probably using our hands, our mouth, I mean, just doing the will of God, the purposes of God, worshiping Him, para po pagbayaran natin yung kasalanan natin. Why? Hindi po yun ibig sabihin ni Paul. Because Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice, and He was sacrificed once and for all. He ended all the guilt and sin offerings. And so being a living sacrifice does not mean we are atoning for our sins and earning God's favor. Hindi po yun yung ibig sabihin nun. The living sacrifice here is different. It is an offering of grace and gratitude because of the mercy of God. It is a worship unto the Lord. In the Old Testament also, once the animal is offered, burnt, I mean, it is consumed, it is done. But a living sacrifice is not over, no? We are not a dead sacrifice. We are a living sacrifice. The problem with a living sacrifice is that one pastor says it will definitely crawl off the altar. If it's dead, it's not gonna move. It will be consumed by fire. It is over. But a living sacrifice has the tendency to get off the altar. And therefore, a living sacrifice means every day, every hour, moment by moment, continually offering our bodies, ourselves to God. Why? Because constantly we are being tempted to present our bodies to sin rather than to God. And so by the mercies of God, we offer our bodies for His glory and honor and for His service. And though we are a living sacrifice, it is still a sacrifice. Ibig po sabihin ng sacrifice, something has to die. Something has to be put to death. And I'm not talking about human sacrifice. To be a living sacrifice is to put to death the right to live for ourselves. It is putting to death the idea of living as we choose. It is putting to death the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the cravings of the flesh, no? And so we put to death those and we give those to God. And it is painful and costly to do that. When God says something in His word and say, Lord, parang ang hirap naman itong gawin. Lord, parang hindi ako nag-agree. And yet we are a living sacrifice and say, Lord, even if it's difficult, even if it's mahirap siyang gawin, and sometimes I may not be able to understand, but one thing that I know, I am a living sacrifice and I know that You know what is best for me. I'll do it anyway. You have given up the right to choose what's best for your life, you know, because you know that God knows what is best for us. That is what it means to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. I don't belong anymore to myself. I belong to the Lord, no? Meron nga pong parang, hindi ko alam kung poem to, no? By J.C. Philpott, and ang title po na, You Are Not Your Own. Your eyes are not your own. That you may feed your lust, that you may go about gaping and gazing and looking into every window shop to see the fashions of the day, no? And so, siguro naka-quarantine po tayo, hindi man po tayo nagpupunta sa mall, pero siguro panaitingin natin sa Lazada, sa Shopee, and we're just feeding off our eyes with the lust of mga bagay na to, no? And so, your ears are not your own. That you may listen to every foolish tale, drink in every political and worldly or carnal report which may fall upon them, and thus feed the natural desire for news and gossip and even slander, which is the very element of the carnal mind. Your tongue is not your own, that you may speak what you please and blurt out whatever passes in the chambers of your heart without check or fear. Or maybe your fingers are not your own, that whatever you want to say on social media, you will just blot, sasabihin mo nalang bigla doon without any check or fear. Your hands are not your own, that you may use them as implements of evil or employ them in any other way than to earn with them an honest livelihood. Our hands were not given us for sins, but for godly uses. Your feet are not your own, that you may walk in the ways of the world, or that they should carry you to haunts where all around you are engaged upon errands of vanity and sin. All must be held according to the disposal of God and under a sense of our obligations to Him. Why? Because Jesus died for me, and therefore I am going to live for Him. And so in view of the mercies of God, we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice to God. How else should we respond to the mercies of God? Verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And so in view of the mercies of God, we are to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. We are to change the way we think. And the word transform here was used only in just one other time in the New Testament. And it is in 2 Corinthians 3:18. Ano? And sabi po dito, and we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of God, are being transformed in the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And so this verse suggests that our thinking is altered. Nagbabago na po ang ating pananaw, ang ating pag-iisip, as we continually behold the glory of the Lord. Gradual transformation from glory to glory occurs as believers meditate and reflect on the beauty and the splendor of the Lord. Paul says that as we behold the glory of God, we are being transformed from one degree of glory slowly and gradually over time into the same image of His Son. That if we want to change, we got to behold the glory of God. And I believe even as we have went through this long quarantine, I believe the Lord has exposed a whole lot of things in our lives that probably needs to change. And how are we going to do that? By beholding the glory of God. To be able to talk like and act like and love like Jesus. To be transformed in the very image of His Son. To be able to discern the will of God, His perfect, good, and pleasing, perfect will in our lives. To be able to pursue the purposes of God in our lives. And then there is a need for us to be transformed by beholding the glory of God. And so we are being transformed by beholding the glory of God. Kaya nga po, no, yung sa Romans 12, verse 2 in the Message, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention to God and you will be changed from the inside out. It is by fixing our attention to God, looking to God, beholding Him, that we could be changed from the inside out. And so the question for us is, what are we beholding lately that's occupying our minds? Where are we fixing our eyes on lately? What is taking much of our attention, especially this quarantine, are they helping us to be transformed in the image of His Son? You see, we behold God by worshiping Him, by communing with Him, by spending time with Him. We behold the glory of God by reading our Bible, listening to the Word of God, meditating the Word of God, and at the same time, memorizing His Word. Why? For the Word of God is alive and active. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, bones and marrows. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. And so we need the Word of God to cleanse us, to purify us, to renew us. And as we are being transformed by the renewal of our mind, we will be able to discern the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. And so how should we respond to the mercy of God? By renewing our mind. How else should we respond to the mercies of God? In view of the mercies of God, we are to serve others with the gifts God has given us. Romans 12, 6-8 says, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. And so sinasabi po dito that everyone has a gift na lahat daw po tayo ay binigyan ng kakayahan ng Diyos, no? And it also says that each gift is different. Iba po, no? Yung mga kakayahan na binigay sa atin ng Diyos, pero ang pinapagawa po sa atin ng Diyos, kung ano man yung kakayahan na binigay niya sa atin, gamitin daw po natin yan, okay, to serve other people. And so that is what God is calling us to do. Meaning, as we have received and experienced the mercies of God, let us then be an extension of the mercy of God to other people by using whatever gifts and talents God has given us. You see, God wants us, okay, what God wants from us is a body, the hands, the feet, the eyes, okay, the ears. Whatever that may be, what God wants from us is a body that does mercy where mercy is needed. Serving others with whatever capacity and gifts He has given us. And so the spiritual act of worship that we are offered to God demonstrated when we serve one another in the church and the people in this world. And so are we using the gifts and the talents and the resources that God has given us to be able to display the mercy of God in the church, in our community, in our homes, or wherever God has placed us? Are we being an extension of the mercy of God to other people? Why? Because God has been merciful to us. God has been good to us. And in view of that, let us serve others with the gifts God has given us. And so how should we respond to the mercies of God? Let us offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. Let us be transformed by the renewal of our minds. And let us serve others with the gifts God has given us. Amen? And so in view of the mercies of God, how should we respond? And I believe the right response is really worship. And so if you have experienced the mercies of God in your life, will you just take this time to thank God? Just an expression of grace and gratitude because of what God has done for us. Amen. Would you just take this time to thank Him for His goodness, for His mercies in our lives in spite of what's happening today? God is indeed and still merciful. Amen. And I believe the second right response that we could do is really offering up our bodies unto the Lord. And so would you just take this time really to offer up your life to Him and say, Lord, everything that I have, Lord, my hands, my feet, my fingers, my mouth, my lips, my mind, everything that I am, Lord, we offer it up before You and use it for Your glory and Your honor alone. And so would you just take this time to completely surrender your life to the Lord, totally committing yourself for the glory of God. Because He died for us, we should live for Him. Amen. And so let's just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank You. Lord, thank You for Your mercies. Lord, thank You for Your mercies in the past. Lord, thank You for Your mercies today. Lord, thank You for Your mercies for tomorrow, God. Lord, that in spite of what's happening today, Lord, You are still merciful. Lord, You are still good and loving to us. Lord, where will we be without Your mercy, Lord? And so, Lord, today, Lord, we thank You. Lord, we honor You. Lord, we offer up our bodies to You as a living sacrifice. The way we interact with other people, the way we treat our husband, our wife, the way we speak to our children, the way we relate to the poor and the needy, Lord, help us to offer our bodies, our gifts, talents, and resources. Let them be used, Lord God, to display Your mercy, Lord, to the people around us. Lord, in our homes even, God. Lord, to where mercy is needed for Your glory and Your glory alone. Thank You, Lord. Last group of people I want to pray for. You know, if you're here and you are tuning in with us, and yet you have not made the decision yet, and you have not yet experienced the mercies of God in your life. You know what? The good news is the mercies of God never runs out. They are new every morning. And so would you just take this time to surrender your life to the Lord and say, Lord, I am a sinner. I need your mercy today. Would you humble yourself? And would you give your life to the Lord? If you're one of those, would you just please pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, thank you that Jesus died for me, that I may live for Him, for His glory and honor alone. Lord, I repent of all my sin, and I accept Jesus. Be the Lord, be the Master, be the Savior of my life, and help me to live this life for your purposes and your purposes alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God is indeed good. Amen. Let me just speak a blessing to you even as we end our worship service online. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.